Well, let's see. Who shall we blame today? How about oil? It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 9th day of November. Welcome back, everybody. We'll get to that story in just a moment. In other business news today, Des Moines, Iowa-based Meredith Corporation has sold Fortune magazine. Ford Motor Company is not looking so good to investors. General Electric stock took yet another hit today. Apple and Amazon have a deal. We'll share that with you. Meanwhile, closer to home, Tacopocalypse in the East Village has closed up shop. Those stories and the markets, along with the Friday edition of Stuff to Do in the Metro with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. It's all coming up your way next here on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? Yeah, you could do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, let's get into it, shall we? The markets, they closed down again today. This time we get to blame oil, as the commodity posted its longest losing streak in 34 years. Today marked the 10th consecutive day of falling prices for oil, and it's the longest losing streak for U.S. crude since mid-1984. So what's happening? Well, growing output from key producers and a deteriorating outlook for oil demand has deepened a sell-off spurred by October's broader market plunge. The drop marks a stunning reversal from just last month, when oil prices hit nearly a four-year high as the market braced for potential shortages once U.S. sanctions on Iran snapped back into place. But then, we found more oil. Oil prices and the markets. We'll have details on that in just a bit. Well, today, Des Moines, Iowa-based Meredith Corporation said it will sell Fortune magazine for $150 million in cash to a Thai businessman. It's the second time the influential business magazine has changed hands this year. Best known for the Fortune 500 list, the magazine was acquired by Meredith as part of its acquisition of Time back in January of this year for $1.8 billion. Meredith has been looking to offload some of its print assets since then as it tries to put a lid on costs and repay debt. In September, the company announced the sale of Time magazine to Salesforce.com. Meredith said it would use the Fortune sale proceeds to pay down debt, which it expects to reduce by $1 billion during the fiscal year. Earlier this year, Meredith also said it cut around 200 jobs with plans to reduce 1,000 more positions. You know, anytime there's a story about Ford Motor Company, we tend to pick it up. Why? Well, because as a kid growing up in Detroit and having a father that worked for Ford, it's kind of bittersweet when we have to report on the company's troubles. So what's the latest issue? Well, Ford is rated just one step above junk by Moody's Investor Services and two steps by S&P Global Ratings. The automaker has more than $150 billion of short and long-term debt globally, and it's one of the 15 biggest corporate bond issuers in the United States outside of the financial sector. Now, for some history, hedge funds turned in their worst monthly performance in nearly 3 years in the first part of 2005 when Ford was cut to junk bond rating, along with General Motors. Crushing the company is debt and having to pay higher prices for steel and aluminum and parts thanks to the tariff. Stay tuned. Speaking of poor performers, General Electric climbed out of a big hole today, but it's still the stock lost 52 cents a share, or over 5%. Earlier in the day, General Electric shares tumbled by almost 10% to put them on track for their worst one-day decline since March of 2009, after J.P. Morgan Chase and company analyst Stephen Tosa slashed his stock price target from $6 to $6 from 10 bucks a share and said the industrial conglomerate's recent earnings were worse than expected on almost all fronts. That's all it took. And then at the end of the day, GE stock settled in at $8.59 a share. Wow. You know, back in October of 2016, just 2 years ago, GE stock was going for 32 bucks a share. Amazon will soon start selling more Apple products thanks to a deal between the two tech giants. Many Apple products are currently unavailable from Amazon, with some only sold through third-party retailers. The new deal will mean more of Apple's products are available from Amazon at standard pricing, including the new iPad Pro, Apple Watch, and the iPhone XR and S. Additionally, only Apple-approved retailers will be able to sell Beats and its other products on Amazon. The move suggests a softening relationship between the two companies and a hunger to broaden their customer base. Well, Tacopocalypse in the East Village has closed shop. Sam Owen Restaurants has been there for 5 years serving Asian-inspired tacos. And by the way, they are really, really, really good stuff. The closing was announced on the company's Instagram post. Here's what it said. Quote, "As some of you have noticed, we have closed our doors in the East Village. It was a crazy 5 years downtown. Thank you for all the memories and the opportunity to serve you devastatingly good food." End quote. They are saying that a relaunch is planned for a new spring location in 2019. It went on to say, quote, "Thank you for all the love over the years. We love you too," end quote. And so the restaurant business goes. Let's get into the market, shall we? Stocks fell sharply today as further losses in oil prices sparked fears of a global economic slowdown, but the major indexes were still on pace for solid weekly gains. The Dow closed 201 points lower as Caterpillar losses offset gains from Disney. The S&P 500 dropped by 0.9%, led lower by communication services, shares, and tech. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, shed 1.6%. Wow. As shares of Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Alphabet all fell on the day's trade. West Texas Intermediate futures fell by 1.1% to, get this, $59.98 a barrel, breaking below 60 bucks a barrel for the first time since March. They also fell further into bear market territory, trading more than 20% below their 52-week high. Disappointing data out of China also dampened sentiment on Wall Street. The country's top auto industry association said sales of cars in China fell by 11.7% last month, marking the fourth straight monthly decline. See, we are connected, people. Everybody's connected. What happens in China impacts what happens here. Some of us get it, right? The weak Chinese economic data comes as the U.S. and China engage in this continued trade spat that's been going on for most of the year. The two countries have slapped tariffs on billions of dollars worth of each other's goods as the U.S. seeks to have a better trade deal with China. And on the earnings front, get this, Yelp shares plunged by more than 25% today after releasing its latest quarterly results. Dow member Disney, meanwhile, rose by 2.6% on the back of better than expected results. The Dow was off those 201 points to end the day at 25,989. The NASDAQ fell by a whopping 123 points and change, or 1.6%, to end the day at 7,406. And the S&P 500 finished off by 25 points down, or nearly 1%, at 2,781. Gold continued to slide. At this rate, we're not going to be seeing the gold guys anytime soon. The metal was off by 15 bucks today to end the trade at $1,210.10 an ounce. Oil, as we mentioned earlier, took another beating today. Crude dropped by 86 cents or 1.4% to $59.81. We should see more relief at the gas pumps, we would think. And the 10-year T-note dropped a bit, paying 3.18%. All right. When we come back, let's have some fun already. It's Friday, right? Let's do it. Jeff Pitts from CityView is going to join us. We'll be lightening the load and talking about fun stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro this weekend and into next week. Jeff Pitts and CityView coming up. Stick around for the fun on Inside on Business, the News Hour.